FNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? The band is back together, and we are here on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate y'all tuning in and fastening your seatbelts and buckled up for a ride for the next 3 hours. If you stay with us, we'll try to entertain you. Nick is back from his lengthy vacation to destinations known. Barry is here with me, and we are all in studio ready to give it a go for you. So without further ado, fellas, what's going on?
What to do?
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Good. Where the hell did you go?
Nowhere. I stayed right here in town.
Lames.
I thought you were going to Corpus.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
You know...
My mom forgot she had a doctor's appointment, so...
Well,
Joel said you didn't deserve a break, so...
No. See, if you go back and listen to the podcast, I was the one that said a well-deserved break, and your boy was over there beating the drum.
No. See, now I don't know who to believe.
You know who to believe.
It was... Yeah. I'd have to assume it was you.
You know who to believe.
That was saying that I didn't deserve the vacation.
No, you know to believe me. You know what? I'm already mad you're back. Get out of here.
Who filled in?
Harrison.
Oh, Harrison. Harrison's all over the place.
Harrison, he did a fine job filling in your steed.
That guy works everywhere. I think he works for the Rockets, the Astros.
He works? Yeah.
Really?
He does both Rockets and
he's
Astros.
He's a male prostitute. Wherever there's money, he's there.
In-game scoreboard stuff.
Harrison's a hooer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but he works hard. But I didn't know it was Harrison. I assumed it would be Tyler.
Because Tyler actually lives here, so it'd be easier for him to just get out of his bedroom and come down the hallway.
That's true. So did you do anything fun or interesting at all?
No, not really. We just stayed in for the most part.
Nothing good happened.
Finally got the shrubs.
Oh, you got new plants. That was the big thing?
That was the big
deal.
Now
you're speaking my language,
big boy. That's the sign of me getting old.
Yes, it is.
I was actually looking forward to going on vacation with the fam, which I hate going on vacation with the fam.
Okay.
But it didn't work out. She just forgot she had a doctor's appointment, so.
Well, I mean, it saves you from the drive.
That's for sure. I'm assuming that's, what, 3-4 hours? Five hours?
Not three. No. Six is the valley.
Oh.
Corpus is like 3 hours.
Either way, still, I would not be looking forward to it. It's not exactly the most scenic drive.
Yeah, I wasn't mad staying right here in town. I did absolutely nothing.
Well, good for you.
It's not like I did the shrubs like Barry would at his house. I actually watched somebody do it.
Yeah, but I would only do them because I'm cheap, not because I love doing the shrubs. I'm cheap. There's
so they're getting
difference.
On to me because there's a lot of brown and no green, like no leaves. Then my mom asks him to trim one of the shrubs that were actually fine, and now that one looks dead. He trimmed it so much, it looks like a bunch of sticks.
Do you water these, though? You know you have to... You know plants require water. You can't
just... I know
just,
that now.
Yeah, they're not...
Wait, know that now?
Not everything is a cactus.
I knew they needed water. I just was too lazy to do it. But can you put cactuses in the front? Cacti, is that the plural?
Ooh, yeah. Yes, it
whatever.
Is.
Yeah, is that... Can I put cacti in front of the house?
I mean, yeah. Your homeowners association will have certain rules.
I might do
but
that,
but you
dude.
Should be able
anything.
To put some cactus... In the front. Now, you can't put all cactus. That's not. This isn't Arizona.
Just 15 of them right there.
Just
in the front.
Replace all your grass with rocks and then just put a few cactus in there and you're good to go. No, you can't do that. But you can have a couple as an accent, I'm sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't be getting mad at you. Like, that's the whole point is it's supposed to look nice.
That really wasn't the only thing I did on my vacation. It was just one thing that I took care of. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, that's good. Did you watch the UFC?
No, I did not. I had too much of my mom's attention, but I really did want to see it.
Yeah, it was not bad. I had quite an adventurous day, I guess day and a half on the Twitters. So I guess after the card Saturday night, I'm sitting on the couch just trolling around on Twitter. And somebody had tweeted a picture or a video of Ronda Rousey in the wrestling and doing WWE. And it was horrible looking. It was just bad. It didn't even look like, you know, good wrestlers.
Did she looked bad or what do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, like good wrestlers can make whatever they're doing look real. Like she didn't even try. And then she was doing like she was, you know how when fighters come out, they'll kind of slap their arms and legs, get the blood flowing and everything. She's doing that in the cage and she's stomping. And I'm telling you, I'll show you the video at a break. It didn't look good. It didn't look realistic. It didn't look natural. And so I saw the tweet that somebody else had retweeted and I just commented on it and said, this is garbage. And oh my God, the Wrestle Dorks just came out of the woodworks after me. What do you call a? I'm guessing it's like a gaggle of Wrestle Dorks. Is that what you call a group of? Because I got hemmed up in a gaggle of Wrestle Dorks. And
how many fan bases did you aggravate while I was gone? Because now you're aggravating the wrestling fan base, and it's huge.
Well, but it's a combo platter. Because I was going to ask Barry, rate them as opposed to Rocket Dorks. Because
oh, yeah.
I had the Rocket Dork committee on me early in the week, and then Barry finished strong with the Rousey WWE gaggle this weekend, because no matter what we say, you're going to hurt someone's feelings every day, evidently.
So this is literally all I said, is they showed the video, and then I said, laughing my ass off, this is straight garbage. And then the people that run that, this is called WrestleFPW on Twitter. And I put, this is straight garbage. And you know what their response? Now, this is apparently, I guess, some sort of Twitter handle that covers wrestling. I don't know if they're media or what. But their immediate response was, Barry, you were not funny this time.
You never heard that before.
Super original. So I said, oh, man, so original. Did a group of you work on this epic comeback or just one person? To which they responded, you're killing me here, Larry. Still not funny. Maybe change your Twitter handle. So now, not only has this Wrestle Dork already used the Barry is not funny, they changed my name, which is the most third grade childish ass way to argue with someone on the internet. I would this is why I thought, you know what? I really think I've been fighting with a bunch of 8-year olds on Twitter, and I have no idea about it, because that was their response. Their comeback was to call me Larry. So I said, oh, Larry, holy bleep, you changed the letter of my name, man. You and your crew are really good at this. To which now some new guy jumps in. This is where the gaggle starts to form. It was like a dork Voltron. Like, whoop, now the arm's coming in, and then another arm comes in. So this dude named James says, what's with all the negativity, Gary? So now it's getting kind of funny to me internally. I'm like, okay, this is funny. But it's not like it in any, like, like, I need aloe vera for all these sick burns from you changing my name. So they said, what's with all the negativity, Gary? People do stuff. Not everyone likes that stuff. It's basically happening everywhere. Do you wander the streets critiquing everything you see? Not so much a stand-up comedian, more a stand-up miserable, and then like a what, but with a T in the beginning.
Wow.
So wow. I just called him a bleep boy. I was like, thanks for chiming in, F boy. And then that was because I was like, all right, if I really go at these cats, you know what's going to happen.
It's going to go on forever.
No, I'm not even worried about that. But if I really like, because I started looking at their Twitter and then I was like, man, I could start roasting these cats. But then they would end up reporting me on Twitter and then my account would be banned or
really
suspended. Oh, yeah. Banned or suspended, and then because I use it for the show so much, so I'm like really having to restrain myself.
Oh, I went through that early in the week.
But I don't think our listeners necessarily are going to report you if right. they disagree, because they're more mature than that. So then this guy, the original count says, Harry, just stop. It's sad now. I'm like, what is sad? Well, like what? I said, so you think changing my name is a sick burn? You wrestle dorks have a lot to learn about the internet. Then another guy comes. I'm telling you, this dork Voltron is forming. And then they just all started piling on. And then one lady called me triggered. And I was like, honey, I don't think you know what triggered means. Triggered is when all you dorks start rushing at me because I said that this wrestling was garbage. Like, that's triggered. Like, you changing my name? It's not triggered. So anyways, it just went on, and I was just like, oh my God, I want to say so. There was one guy who all of his stuff on Twitter is Legos and wrestling.
Oh my God. How old is this guy?
Exactly.
Just guess.
I'm guessing he's probably in his 20s.
Did he at least put his picture out there?
I thought I saw him, but then another guy has like a kid. And see, I was going to start making fun of his kid because I was like, all right, I was going to say some pretty mean stuff about his kids too. That's what I'm saying. That would have totally got banned because they would have reported me. But I was just like, good Lord. I got hemmed up into a gaggle of wrestle dorks. They're sensitive. And then other people that weren't involved started like, why are you calling them wrestle dorks? Because that's what they're acting like. I mean, damn. This is just sensitive.
Well, the guy, because I held back on my guy. But the next day, we took some, I took a few shots. And the funny thing is, the guy came back at me. First, he tried to sick AJ on me because he couldn't fight his own battles. And he couldn't put any of his own pictures or information out there. And because I said, let me take some shots at you, but you're undercover with everything you do. And then he came back at me and said, and oh, by the way, I know you said I live in my parents' basement and my mom raised the rent, but I actually live upstairs. Okay, so he's like, but I'm good. So at least the guy came back and was trying to be a little bit rational at the end, but you're right. I mean, you deal with those people and you're on your own because it can get out of hand in a hurry because they don't have a grasp on reality.
No, they don't. It's sad.
All right, so we're just getting started, and you know how we like to do it. If you are one of those suspects that likes to partake in the show, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call or text. You can also hit us up on Twitter, where at least for the time being, it's at Barry is funny, and at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Just getting started, so fasten your seatbelts, and away we go, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's a Monday. The weather outside, not so good, but the programming on the air, we like to feel is better than adequate. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Just kind of kicking it around with
you. That
was
the other thing. Even if I wanted to do something, it was raining so much. And y'all saw, I'm sure y'all might have mentioned it, or maybe you guys didn't. Y'all saw some of the floods that were going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drove through it. I got stuck. I was telling Barry, I got stuck. I went down to play hoops on whatever day it was.
At the Met?
At the Met on the 4th. And I checked with Lisa when I was leaving, and she's like, you better be careful. I don't know if you can get out of there because it's flooding all over. And I'm like, no, I can get out of it. So I got out of the parking garage, and I said, I'm just going to go towards 59. I'll call you if I have issues. And I had said the one area I was concerned about was 59 under the bridges because it's all concrete, and whoever engineering-wise decided that was a good idea to create a cement fishbowl. But I was going on the on-ramp, and had cars coming back at me right at my front end because they were turning around. They knew there was no way out, and it was filling up already. So it was ugly here for a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of didn't want to drive any of it too. So that's kind of why I wanted to stay in. So, but everybody kind of expected it. There was like nobody barbecuing in my neighborhood. There's usually always somebody barbecuing in my neighborhood.
No barbecue at 2? That hurts.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just thought that even if I wanted to go anywhere, I couldn't because I would have driven in an absolute mess.
Yeah. And I mean, we lamented about last week. It's just the weather, you have no idea because they're like, it might rain a little bit. And then you get like 5 inches and you're like, really?
Yeah.
That's what he kept saying. I even said it to Lisa. I go, why can't anyone on at least one of the stations come close to getting it right? Everybody said, well, you get the maximum totals might be around 3 inches. We ended up getting a whole lot more than that.
What was telling to me, I saw David Nuno reporting, and there was like a meter, and it was like up to 16 feet or something like that.
What? 16 feet?
Well, it depends on where you're at. You know, like the on-ramp down and here in the gallery. And 4 inches of
rain. Or 3 inches of rain.
Oh, where it flows down. Oh.
Yeah, remember I told you?
And I was like, man, it's going to flood again.
Well, there was the lady in the SUV. You know, you go under to get on 59 here at the by Westheimer, by the Best Buy, and it's underground level. And there's a little measurement on the side that already says it goes up to like 15 feet. She thought it would be a good idea to drive through it. She could make it. It was already at like 9.5 feet. And she started to float.
It's dumber than what I did.
Yeah. That's.
I had a rental car. I couldn't take a chance after. I didn't need any more cars.
That's when you go swimming. Yeah. That's when you have a rental car. You're just driving that thing, Joel.
Do whatevs.
No, sure.
So you were telling me you played a lot of Fortnite.
I did. I played a lot of video games, man.
Are you good now? Like, are you
a
champion?
Just a little bit better. It's a pretty tough game, dude. It's not easy.
So, yeah, tell me what the concept is, because I've honestly never played it. I've seen videos, but most of the time, this is just from an outside observer looking in, it looks like just dudes running around jumping. Like, why does everyone jump the entire time in Fortnite?
Well, usually people are jumping because it makes you a difficult target, because the idea is for you to survive. You're on a map, and there's 100 people. So 99 people have to die so one person can win. So you always want to be a moving target.
Okay.
So that's probably why you see them jumping all the time. Because someone can snipe you from a distance.
So you just have to time it now because everyone's just running around jumping the entire time.
It just
time,
makes
like
it a little bit more difficult for you to it makes you a more difficult target.
So essentially you're watching the World Cup, only it's a video game, it's not reality. Everybody's just jumping around, and if someone hits you like a sniper, you fall down and roll over.
No, the difference really, these games have existed. These type of games have always existed, but what makes Fortnite different is like the building battles. Like you build, like you get materials, you get wood, you get steel, you get brick, and you build upwards.
Yeah,
and someone else is building upwards, and you fight. It's called a build battle, and you basically try to kill each other.
So you try to shoot someone and kill them while they're building a fort.
Yeah, because when they're shooting at you, you can build around you to protect yourself.
Okay.
But he can just build higher and start shooting
down on you.
So the whole point is for
you
to get higher
ground.
Can't
you just put a roof on your stuff?
Yeah, but then he can shoot through it.
So you can shoot through the roof? Well, then what's the point of the building and the roof?
I mean, that's just the game, dude. That's the point
of
the game.
So I build a fort that people can shoot through.
You build? Yeah, I guess
so. What's the farm game?
Really?
I guess if that's how you're going to put it.
Well, I mean, like, if I build this fort and you're building a fort, but you can still shoot me through. Just run around jumping.
Isn't there a farm game where you build your farm?
If I'm building a house or a building to hide in, shouldn't the walls protect me?
I don't know, man. Like, I will tell you this. This game is so big that there's a...
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's, there's no doubt about that.
Esports arena in the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, and they basically primarily hold these Fortnite tournaments. Not just video game tournaments, this particular game's tournament.
And people will sit there and watch.
People will fly to Las Vegas from all around the world
to watch people play
Fortnite.
To watch
and participate.
Well, I get participating, but watch someone play a video game?
Just saying.
That is like...
So essentially,
I think I'd rather watch wrestling.
Maybe. Look, everybody has their own. I mean, like, I'm not a video game dork. I just started getting into it because my brother did, and I enjoy it. I think once you understand the game, it's funner.
So you're not good at it, though?
No.
Okay.
I'm terrible. Pretty awful.
Why are you making that face? I'm
just sitting here. So Tony Nyla, the equipment manager for the Rockets, is a diet. He wants to have a farm someday. So he had a video game where I forget what it's called. I'm sure someone's going to let me know. Yeah, where you build your farm and you build your assets. So essentially, you just play Farmville with violence.
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of games where you're building
Farmville
a base.
Farmville is like you gotta get a bushel of carrots or something. This is just shooting people.
Yeah, but why are people intently playing a video game building a farm? I didn't get that. I thought those were dorks. But Paul George, all those guys, they did the whole Fortnite thing in L.A. There was a big event with it. And like I said, what's his name?
Drake.
Lance Stevenson had his shoes done, obviously, with Fortnite all over him.
You had MMA fighters that would win matches. After they'd win their fights, they would celebrate with like a Fortnite dance.
A dance?
Well, the Astros do it. The
that's
Springer.
Another thing. That's another aspect of the game.
What is the dance? You just jumping around? Running and jumping? What is the Fortnite
dance?
There's
so many different type of dances. You can even get the Carlton to where you make your figure do the Carlton.
But have you seen at the end of Astros games?
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
When it's Reddick, Springer, and Mariznick especially, but at the end of Astros wins, have you not seen the dance they do in the outfield?
Yeah, where they just shake their hips.
They said they shake their hips and wave their hands. That's a Fortnite dance. They told everybody that.
Oh yep, it is a Fortnite dance. That one where they're like kicking their leg and they're doing this like they're, you know what? That's a Fortnite dance.
What is you know what?
I didn't want to say
no,
it.
No, I want to hear what is well, you know
you
what.
You know exactly what
like
I was
talking about.
I don't know what. What are you talking about? Doing a shake weight? What is that? What was that?
Yeah, like the
doing
shake weight.
Doing a shake weight?
Shucking like some corn motion, on Farmville?
And then kicking their leg and jumping at the same time.
Oh.
That's a Fortnite dance.
By the way, people just have to be better in this town. Speaking of the Astros and Josh Reddick, just real quickly, he did an appearance today at a Whataburger. Where the line was like he guaranteed like the first 200 people he signed, right? But it went around the building and all over the place. He had to tweet on the way home, if you follow me home and try to see where I live, I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah.
So people that didn't get their autograph are going to follow the dude home? Come on,
that's
man.
That's creepy.
That is not even borderline. That's first rate creepy.
There was something that came out on like Bro Bible where they were talking about the new games coming out. And, you know, I'll play certain games, not all. Like, I don't play Fortnite, but I don't like to play online. I don't need a 12-year-old. I already can't get out of
there's a $40 version
arguments.
That you can buy that it's like what you do.
Oh,
but it's
really?
Not online.
So you just play against the computer?
Exactly. It's like, is it God of War?
Yeah.
It's not like that game, but the idea is the same in that you don't have to play
Online,
but you have to pay for that.
Okay.
The online one is free. That's where everybody's at.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't like that. I don't want to get beat up by a 12-year-old.
There's no trash talking on Twitter.
Why don't you Vince Vaughn?
That's what I'm saying. I've already had 12-year-olds change my name 17 times, and it was devastating. So
you will get banned really quickly on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I can't do that for sure then.
They'll ban you.
But this thing came out. Would you ever – so this was a list of all the video games. And it didn't, like, I'm just like, whatever, a lot of these I don't care about. But one of them, have you ever played Sims?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever do The Sims, Joel? Well, I mean, you played a little bit of video games.
No, but I've seen the commercials and everything. For a while there, that was a thing.
So, like, SimCity, I've played that on my phone just to kill time. It's like, oh, it's almost like playing, like, you know, whatever, Candy Crush or whatever. They have a train simulator. What? Like, you make a train, and then you make train tracks, and it's just train sim world.
Yeah, that makes
world.
No sense. Flight simulator, I get.
Yeah.
Train simulator?
I don't
get that.
I'm with you.
I told you this. The flight simulator one is the one that kills me. I had a friend that took that as seriously as people take video games, and then we all laughed at him, and then he went to, like, get his pilot's license.
Not a bad way to
translate. They said because of the simulator, he got to advance. Da, da, da. Next thing you know, he's up in a plane. We're all scared to death going, this dude could like actually fly a plane by himself alone someday.
Yeah, but that I get. I mean, I used to have like an old Commodore 64. They had the flight simulator and computer stuff. But a train? I feel like
dumb can you be?
That'd be like getting a game, like a video game of origami. Like where you just are making origami. Yeah.
Isn't that all you do? Yeah. All you do is you just take the lever and go forward.
Move it forward or move it back.
Back.
Woo! High score.
Break.
You just yeah. Is it just like how many people you don't kill at a railroad crossing? It's like, dude, you want to play Train Simulator or Origami on the PlayStation 4 when you're just making like a pterodactyl out of paper? That just seems weird to me.
At least get a drum kit and just do something constructive, right?
I feel like Sims is still relevant, though. People
I mean,
still
like,
play that till this day.
Sim City, there was some space city game that came out that I got like $10. I was like, all right, this sucks. I need to kill people or play sports. That's the video games I
control
need.
Control the mind, body, and heart of your sim and play with life. Mm. It's the latest edition
of
The Sims.
Oh. Train Sim World, just, I don't know. It's just literally you build trains and train stations.
I do feel like OU Mike played Farmville.
You think?
Yeah.
I could see that in real life, too.
For sure. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to jump in, please do. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Do want to tell you right now about the people at Greater Texan Health. A lot of you are suffering from ED out there, guys. You've taken the pills. You haven't seen the results. And ED is an issue that we know many men deal with. And the people at Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person and put together a customized plan to help you end ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. That means you pay nothing out of pocket just to set up that exam, get tested, and see where you're at. And by the way, if their recommendations don't work after that consultation, you get a full refund. So basically, all you got to lose is ED. They're conveniently located over by NRG Stadium in the Medical Center. Therefore, you can reach it from all the suburbs. You can stop by at your lunch hour or after work coming from downtown or midtown, and you can get in and out and get on the road to recovery from ED right away. All you do is call them, set up your appointment, 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. Log on to greatertexanhealth.com and let them get started in getting rid of ED for you today. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Knee deep in hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza. It's the big show. We call it The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you guys making it what we do and how we do it and being a part of the big show. We're kicking it around just a little bit. You're chuckling over there. I'm sure you're knee deep in the fun
text
of social
lines.
Media and all that.
Yeah, somebody asked, did I ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon? No, did you?
No, sir.
That was one where you built, like, I guess, roller coasters and amusement parks, and you got people to show up, and I don't know. I didn't play that one. I just did, like, SimCity. Couple of texts to catch up to from the beginning. A listener immediately snitches on me and said that I was the one talking mess to Nick. So thanks a lot, snitching ass listeners. Go figure.
Justice. I love justice. Thank you.
No, snitches. That's all it is. Best part of being back from vacation is getting to finally listen to the show. Well, thank you. We're glad to have you back from your vacation. Barry, I picked every UFC fighter that you didn't pick, and I won some money. Thanks for looking out. I went 3-3, so I don't know how you did that, but I didn't pick the Derek Lewis fight, and in all my other fights, I went 3-3. And if you tell me that you saw DC beating Miocic coming, then you're a liar, and you don't watch much UFC. That nobody, I think, it was one of the biggest underdogs on the card. So, good for you for winning money, but trust me, it's... I'd love to see your picks every week in and week out and see how you do when it comes to picking UFC fights. It's not as easy as you think it is. OU Mike said, wasn't there a lesbian, an LGBT convention Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Oh, hey, welcome back, Nick.
It was a massive, like,
yeah,
women's
Pride
rights.
Week. Yeah. Dude, you always, do you have every, I've noticed that. This is the second year in a row now you've taken off during Pride Week.
That's awesome. Not true at all.
No, that's good for you, though.
It's not true.
That's good. You need that vacation. Hold up. There's nothing wrong with Legos. I'm 30. Legos are badass. No.
There's like this massive Lego store. I forgot which mall.
It's the Mall of America. They have these huge.
No, there's one here in town.
He's saying locally.
Oh, locally?
How about the fact that there's a Lego, like Disneyland? There's Legoland.
I am not riding any ride made out of Legos.
I went to San Diego to visit friends. And they were like, you know, I was like, what's going on? And obviously San Diego is beautiful. And they're like, well, I mean, up the road a little bit, there's Legoland. I'm like, time out. What's that?
No.
And they're like, it's like Disneyland only with like, I go, you got to be kidding me.
I'm a gnaw on that. I don't know damn Legos.
Legoland, like, is an
amusement
park. Those
things are pretty durable.
Yeah. Huh?
They're durable.
They're durable, but I'm not riding on a damn Lego roller coaster.
I mean, if there's people already riding it.
No, I don't think so.
Y'all wouldn't give it a shot. Y'all not a big fan of roller coasters?
No. The safety bar.
I'll ride a roller coaster.
The safety bars at Legoland hold their own.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it's not all made of Legos, but still, like, I can't believe it's gotten that big.
But I won't do those rides that pop up at, like, the Greens Point Mall
when
the circus comes into town. And
those
are
scary.
I don't trust those.
They rattle.
Yeah, I don't trust those carnies.
Lisa was driving by one a couple weeks ago in the parking lot up 59. She's like, hey, Taylor was really fixated on that Ferris wheel. We should go. I'm like, and watch it end up rolling us down 59 on the feeder road because it wasn't connected right? Yeah, no, I'm not doing all
those
that.
Those carnies are more into selling meth at the carnival than they are.
And they're such aggressive salesmen over there, too.
Yeah.
They're upselling you like crazy.
And their damn games are rigged.
Yeah, they are. But that's Robert and Tomball said, I make it sound silly. I'm guessing Fortnite. That don't make it sound silly.
Yeah,
I accurately disrespected. Did I not accurately describe Fortnite?
So I just build a wall so you can shoot through it?
Is that not true? That's what people were saying. Like, your wall has a certain amount of hit points, and then someone shoots it and busts it down, and then you got to rebuild it again. And do you not run around jumping the whole time? How am I making it sound silly? I'm just describing what I've seen. How is that? No. I'm sorry, Robert and Tomball. Don't be like a wrestle dork and start getting defensive about it. I know. Fortnite and Wrestle Dork.
Them
boy.
Soccer fans. I told you
that the grown-ass couple, the lady that used to cut my hair and her husband, had two separate rooms in their apartment that were their internet gaming rooms, and they would stay up playing different games with different people, but they would stay up till 4 in the morning playing these games almost every night. I'm like, isn't that where it kind of consumes your life? It's not just a hobby anymore?
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
Man.
Jerry said, I picked Cormier, just saying. No, I know people picked it, but it's not like that was just the consensus that Daniel Cormier was going to go in there and beat Miocic. That's just not... Okay. Trust me, if that were the case, the odds wouldn't have been what they were in Vegas.
A lot of people don't realize that Daniel Cormier will almost surprise you every single time with his ability, considering his size, because he was a heavyweight for so long.
Yeah.
So he'll surprise you. The guy is actually a lot stronger than what he looks. So.
Now, you guys know that I used to be too intent on being very intensely engaged in UFC, and I pulled back a little bit. But that was the question I wanted to ask you guys right off the top was, after seeing everything Saturday night, Cormier to me looks like a guy that I expected to be in better shape. He didn't look like... You know, chiseled
or
anything.
He's not going to cut. He's not going to be cut like that. He's always been like that. He's been kind of more fatty. Other thing is, he's a very clean fighter. Like, he's hasn't been busted with banned substances yet. And to me, that's the first indicator. When you're, like, chiseled to the point where it's ridiculous and you're a heavyweight, like, that's just, you're taking something. You just haven't gotten caught yet. But I feel like USADA does a pretty decent job, you know what I mean, filtering out most of it, but they'll never stop. There's always going to be cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel like Daniel Cormier is that guy. Like, at least I haven't seen it.
When you look at Paulo Costa, that's a dude that you look at and go, he put a needle in his ass cheek. He's got to be on roids.
Vitor Belfort is probably the biggest.
And I love Vitor.
Cormier's background wrestling in the Olympics, in Athens, he went
world class. Yeah. D1 wrestler. The thing is with Cormier too, he's so short and then but he fights heavyweight, so he'll have you know, a lot of guys that fight heavyweight are big naturally. You're not usually going to see a ripped heavyweight.
Okay.
But with Cormier, he's so short but still fighting at heavy. And it was interesting that they were talking about it on the pay-per-view that one of the things he noticed with that much weight that he was carrying around, because he was carrying around more weight than usual, is that he had increased power, which kind of makes sense. If you consider technique and how you throw a punch, if you have more weight behind it, you're going to have a little more power.
He's usually cutting to 205 now.
Yeah. So he even said he was knocking fools out in sparring and training, and that he knew that if he could get on the inside and he kind of felt like he could do exactly what he did. So I tell you what, I've always been a guy that any fight he's been in, I've doubted him. And after this fight, you kind of can't doubt this cat anymore. I don't know what else he would have to do to prove it to me or anybody else that watches this dude fight.
I didn't pick it, so
other
I can't
than beat
say
John Jones.
See, to me, I think he's the greatest of all time. But the
who, John Jones or Cormier?
John Jones. Oh, okay. Like, no doubt.
So does Alex Bregman. Bregman was out there tweeting about that Saturday night.
About what?
The fact that, you know, Cormier, and he was ready for the fight. I think he's up, but no one has, like, no I one think can John get to the Jones level skinny, of John Jones.
I think John Jones' skinny ass could whoop up on Brock Lesnar. I really believe that. I really believe that.
That's two different weight classes, though.
He can go up to heavyweight. They're talking about that.
No.
Look at Kane. Kane was a small heavyweight, beat him. Now Daniel's going to face him, and he's a small heavyweight.
Yeah, I know we got to go to break. I was furious, though, after that fight.
And after which one?
After the main event. I mean, there was a lot going on in that card. I mean, the Ngannou Derek Lewis fight was atrocious. Derek will be the first one to tell you that. The main event was great, but I didn't like the post fight. I thought all that wrestling stuff it was obviously staged and fake, and I just don't think there's a need for that.
Coming in the ring
and pushing him.
Yeah,
all of that was
the microphone
staged. Because trust me, you're not just pushing a guy like Daniel Cormier like that, and he flies back and then doesn't do anything.
Because even Daniel's like,
exactly
I can't believe
right.
I'm gonna do this, but I'm about to call out Brock. Because he
knew. Why else did they show Brock Lesnar walking to the cage, and then the fact that now everyone knows he's ringside before the main event starts? It was all planned.
But the other kicker was
all staged.
To the point of Dana White knew he was going to throw the mic and shove it towards him because he was prepared for it before it happened, if you watch slowly. And then he actually caught the mic.
It was just... And I was like, there's just no need for this in wrestling. This is, I mean, in MMA, this is a sport, not an entertainment thing. It's a sport. This is the equivalent of the Eagles on stage getting the Super Bowl trophy, and Tom Brady runs on stage and shoves Carson Wentz or whoever's on stage. This is what the equivalent of it was.
And then he says he's signing with Vince McMahon in the new football league.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you were okay with that, then you prefer wrestling entertainment versus a sport, because I get it, the tempers flare in the sport sometimes, but that was planned, and there's just no reason to do that. You can sell that fight without having to stage that.
Hey, Jimmy, we lost you, but we need you to come back, man. We're going to kind of run the gamut today, but hang in there. Jeff, you hang in there. We'll get to you as well. We've got plenty more to get to here on the first hour of The Usual Suspects. So, again, fasten your seatbelts, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still an hour number one of the three-hour show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Got Jeff and Jimmy waiting on hold. We were hitting up some UFC before the break. The other thing that, I mean, obviously you brought Derek Lewis to the show, and so once we have someone on the show and he's a local guy, then I'm engaged in you know, supporting him and seeing how he does. And man, the rest of the card, for the most part, got no exposure except for the Cormier fight.
Yeah, it lost probably the best fight when the Holloway fight got dropped.
Was that the guy you were talking about that was like talking
concussed
to the media?
Yeah. But I mean, I thought it was a decent card. I really didn't expect some of the results, especially the Gokhan-Saki Khalil Roundtree fight. I didn't see it going that way at all. I mean, I thought Gokhan-Saki, I watched him fight in K1 and Glory, and I just love that dude as a kickboxer. But MMA is different, and Roundtree certainly made short work of him there. The Anthony Pettis fight surprised me because I didn't think Michael Chiesa would be submitted by Pettis. I know Pettis has decent jiu-jitsu, and he said he was going to get his black belt, but I had no, I mean, you just, I thought he would have won by, you know, KO or finishing with strikes or something like that, but I had no inkling that he'd be able to submit Chiesa that like that. And then the Paul Felder.
Was it baby brother Pettis or was it Anthony
No, it was
Pettis.
Anthony Pettis. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then the Mike Perry-Paul Felder fight was really good. I enjoyed the hell out of that fight, and I think that's a different fight if he doesn't break his arm or fractured or whatever happened to him. The Derek Lewis Francis Ngannou fight was pretty terrible. And Derek would be the first to admit that. And we'll have some audio coming up as well. And speaking of coming up, we've got Justin Ledet joining the show at 2:30. Local guy, he's from the Alvin area, but he's a UFC fighter, 3-0 in the UFC, 9-0 overall as a pro, and he'll be fighting on the UFC Fight Night card July 22nd. That's that Shogun versus Smith card. So he's leaving for Germany soon. So I was like, dude, we got to get you on before you head out. So he's got to fly out soon. So he'll be joining us via the phone, the HRMP listener line. He was going to come in. Some stuff came up, but he's like, I still want to do it. He didn't Derek Lewis, so he's still going to do it. He's just going to call in.
It's a good observation that you brought up about not promoting the rest of the card, because I felt like boxing was doing that too much, and it was part of the reason why the UFC had, or MMA in general, had that much success, because they would promote fighters on the undercard and on the prelims and stuff like that. But I think Barry hit the nail on the head with the Holloway fight going out. Really, the three main fights you were trying to look forward to would have been the top
Holloway
three.
Holloway-Ortega, the Ngannou-Lewis fight, and then the Miocic-Cormier fight. Those were three big fights, and I think that there was a lot of hype. Because when there was some poll that people were like, well, which fight's going to win fight of the night? I really thought it was going to be the Gokhan Saki-Khalil Roundtree fight. I thought that two strikers, neither one of those guys were going to go to the ground. Ended up being a knockout, but I really thought that might have been fight of the night, like a slugfest for three rounds. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes it'll happen that way, but I thought the Ngannou-Lewis fight got some hype.
You were not happy with that whole fight.
I was not.
I don't
no.
think most people were, though, because I saw it
Before
on Twitter.
Before we get to that, though, was there not a guy that almost lost his eye? Because the video of that and the still photos were people, and it was on the early undercard early, but there was people tweeting out the picture of, like, trying to get the exact moment when the guy's elbow or whatever hit him in the eye, and it literally looked like his eye exploded.
Oh, yeah. That was, who was that?
It was very, very early in the card.
Off the top of my head, the most severe eye injury I could think of was Anthony Johnson. But Anthony Johnson hasn't been fighting.
Well, this was Saturday night.
Yeah, this was on the fight. It was a spinning elbow. I think it was actually a left hook. I don't remember which fight it was.
But the still photos were intense.
Yeah. No.
Orbital bone, maybe? It was probably an orbital bone.
No, it was on the side. It was He split him on the side of the eye, which usually that's much better than,
I'm just hoping the dude could see.
The Felder-Perry fight, 10 seconds in, they headbutt each other and get cuts on top of their head, which is the worst because then the blood gets in the eyes and... Yeah, but I will have more. I want to be able to talk a little bit about Derek Lewis and Ngannou and get the audio. But I want to make sure we get to Jimmy and Jeff, so I don't want to take up the time for that. But because I'm also interested to see what Ledet thought about that fight, because he and Derek know each other pretty well, so that'll be interesting to get his thoughts. But Jimmy wants to talk about, it just says 25-year-old and a news article. Jimmy, thanks for calling back, man. What's up?
What's going on? Big time fan of the show. I was calling to see if y'all knew anything about the battle in Dallas. He's 25 years old, was the evacuee, and he posed himself as a 17-year-old boy to play basketball. I just read Friday he was released from jail from dating a 14-year-old. If you want to get y'all comments on that, now hang up and listen.
Appreciate Jimmy. You. Yeah, you know, we talked about this a while back when it first got discovered. We brought it up, and it's funny because I actually think I made the point that in that news article, they just talked about the fact that he was 25. He was posing as a high school basketball player.
Yeah.
And then the mom was mad because he was dating his daughter. And I said, that could be bad. That could get ugly. I wonder if they're going to press charges. And I apparently they did, because if he just got out of jail, but you can't be 25 acting like you're 17 and banging a 14-year-old. That's just not how the law works.
It's one thing about perpetrating a fraud and dunking on a guy.
Yeah.
And being a little older than you said. It's another thing to be dunking on a girl and find out she's 14 and her parents aren't happy.
He was taken into the wrong hole. Basketball.
You're 25, bro. Have better tendencies. What's wrong with you?
Dumbass. And you're nasty. 14-year-old?
Plus, with all the
you know you're 25 if you're acting 17. What are you doing?
Plus, with all the teachers out there these days just evaluating solid talent in the high school ranks? Come on.
Exactly.
What's going on around here?
That was weird. That's a weird deal, man.
I didn't know what story. Obviously, you guys were talking about this. I had no idea this even happened.
It was quite a while back.
Yeah, it was a couple 3 months ago.
And obviously, during basketball season.
Yeah, and we talked about the fact that he got recognized because his old coach, before Harvey, when he was in Louisiana, I believe. Was he from Louisiana originally?
I'm not sure where he was from, but you're right. His old coach recognized him.
His old coach was like, oh, that dude's old as hell. And that's how he got outed. Like, you don't like that. That's a small circle, those basketball circles. You have to know it's like any community.
Small circle. How about the AAU ranks? Not only is it a small circle, we'll get to this too, but
ass whooping circle.
Yeah. It's like a brawling circle now. Yeah. AAU and everything like that. But everybody knows everybody. And you see how, you know, everybody's talking when you get to a certain tournament and you get into the gym. And Mario Elie and those guys will tell you because they're coaching teams now. You walk in, and before you even play a game, people know like where LeBron's kid is, Dwayne Wade's kid is, all these different, you know, potential prospects are. It's a big deal. So, yeah, everybody knows everybody, and this kid got outed.
Yeah.
But then he got outed even worse for dating a 14-year-old.
That's stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, not smart.
People are weird. You want to take Jeff's call now?
Sure.
Before we go to the break?
Real quick.
Jeff, what's up? Jeff wants to talk Jose Altuve. Jeff, what's up?
Hey. So I kind of want to get y'all's opinion on, are the Astros now America's team? Because Jose Altuve got 4.8 million votes, I saw on the website, which is like 1 million more than Mike Trout, 600,000 more than the next highest in Mookie Betts. But the Astros also got four of their All-Stars. So I just want to ask y'all, you know, that's a lot more than just Houston votes. That's like a national audience voting for us. So do you think Jose Altuve supplanted Mike Trout as, you know, the face of the MLB, but also the Astros maybe supplanted maybe for a year or two the Red Sox and the Yankees as, you know, America's team, if you will? And lastly, if anybody plays video games with no point, they need to get a life and start playing some sports video games because World of Warcraft is dumb as hell. I'll let y'all talk.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your permission. Now that he's going to let us talk. I mean, look, we've said this before. I mean, it's a great thing. Look, no Astro in the history of the franchise has ever led the league in balloting. So Jose Altuve, great accomplishment. And obviously coming off a World Series, the team's got a lot of hype. But, you know, Mike Trout plays in L.A. And obviously it's borderline L.A., but it's L.A. And it's the national media. They're just like the Yankees get all the extra hype. So I don't think – first of all, it's not a concern of mine, but
– I mean, don't think he'll ever be the face of baseball, ever.
Altuve?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He won't.
The good news is everybody – at least everybody loves him, and they love the franchise, it seems.
And that's a massive plus. He needs to remain likable if he wants a chance, but I just don't think he'll be – I just don't think that'll happen.
So, I mean, to answer the question, I don't think that the Astros are America's team. Too many Yankee fans out there, too many Red Sox fans. And baseball is one of those where you usually won't find fans that change allegiances. Even when they're it's football, basketball, you kind of see that where whatever team is hot, but baseball fans seem to be, and I'm not talking about the bandwagon fans that just, you know, couldn't name you an Astro from prior to 2000, but I'm talking about, you know, fans that have been fans their entire life usually don't switch. There are some basketball fans that wherever LeBron is, that's their team. So I don't think it's that the Astros are necessarily America's team, because you've got the Braves and the Cubs and the Yankees and the Red Sox, and these are teams that have had such a national presence. That the Astros, they picked up some fans, and obviously they picked up voting, but I think it's more of recognition of the fact that how good this team and these players really are. And let's not forget that the rest of those were not fan votes. Outside of Jose Altuve, no other Astro was picked by the fans. The rest of it is either a manager selection or a combination of managers and players voting. That's the backups. So Alex Bregman is a backup. That's MLB. Recognizing Alex Bregman, not the nation.
Well, and I'll say this too, and we can get into more Astros later, but I agree with what you said. And the other thing is, to prove your point about how good this team is, the fact that it wasn't the fans' vote and people recognized how much talent's on this team, and the fact that they, along with the Red Sox, the Yankees, had the most selections on the team, shows you the respect of how good this team is within baseball players and the organizations.
Yeah, and don't forget too, this is... teams like the Royals and the Cubs that have really diehard fan bases that are always going to go out and vote. Remember that year that the Royals, was it the Royals
that had one on almost every position?
Yeah. So don't put a ton of stock into All-Star voting.
But what if the Astros win like...
I'd be happy that they're winning, you know?
But what if they win like four World Series in a decade? Will they become that team?
I don't think they have to win four.
I don't think so. I don't think that they become a dynasty, but I don't think they become American. You're never going to – you don't have the history that the Yankees have. You didn't have the national television exposure for 20 years that the Braves on TBS and the Cubs on WGN. You're talking about generations of fans. You don't just replace that because you win four or five World Series. If that were the case, everybody would be a Giants fan because for their three championships, they won them in 6 years, every other year. But not everybody's a Giants fan. Not everybody's going to become an Astros fan. Fans are very loyal in baseball.
Baseball fans are loyal like WWE fans and diehard Rockets fans. That's just as simple as it gets. So that'll wrap up hour number one. We'll come back. We've got two more hours of the big show to get to. We see you, Sean. We'll get you in here as well. We'll continue to roll. If you want to participate, please do. That's why we call it the usual suspects, because you are a part of the show. Back with hour number two, ESPN 97.5.